Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I have some breaking news about Donald Trump. You know, I have a few sources in this world. And I have some breaking news about Donald Trump, some news about his past. And I'm going to share that with you this hour. I was reluctant to say anything about it because it's so bizarre. But I think it speaks to the character of Donald Trump. So that breaking news about Trump is coming up. Yeah, hey, listen, tomorrow, don't forget about the Credit Union Fest. And I learned something. We had Shelley Sanders on, who was representing the Credit Union Fest. It's going to be tomorrow at Lafayette Park from 1 to 5. It's going to be a fun thing to do with kids. You know, I'm assuming that a lot of you have power and it's not an issue, but if you don't have power, or even if you have power, and, you know, go on and enjoy it. There's music. Sugar Shaker and Flow Tribe will be there. They're cool. They're big. There's a DJ with music. There's going to be a food truck competition, and the best food truck is going to get $10,000. Also, I can't say her name, but she just endorsed Kamala Harris. There are going to be tickets to that person's concert coming up. They're going to give away some tickets to that person's concert coming up in October here in New Orleans. And, you know, if you're with a credit union, if you're a member, you're going to get $10 off the food truck selection. There's going to be one free alcoholic beverage for you, and also a chance to vote for fan favorites. So, look, all of this is taking place at the Credit Union Fan Fest from 1 to 5. It's free. It's going to be just a big deal, carousel rides and all kinds of stuff going on. It's going to be a festival and a party at Lafayette Park. And listen, one of the reasons for this, and this is something I didn't know until I talked to Shelley on the show. Did you know that credit unions are open to everybody? You know, I thought credit unions were only open to the people who work in a certain industry. It was a credit union. It's a co-op. But credit unions are open to everybody. And, you know, you don't have to do business with a bank. You could do business with a credit union instead of a bank. And if you have had credit problems, it just might be that the credit union is going to take a chance with you when a bank would not. And credit unions are co-ops, so often they can give you a lower interest rate than somebody else. So if any of you have had trouble with your credit for, you know, whatever reason, don't be embarrassed about it. Maybe you're even embarrassed to try to apply for a loan. Man, why don't you check into a credit union? And find out more about that, because it might be a great place to, you know, to get a loan and to get a fresh start. You know, you start fresh and you get the loan with the credit union, and then you start building your credit. I'm Scoot on the air. It is a Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, or anything for that matter, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, we have some of your text messages coming up. So LSU is in South Carolina playing the South Carolina Gamecocks. That's tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. If you don't have power now, I hope you have it by tomorrow. If you don't have Cox, I hope you have it by tomorrow. Now, I had Cox last night, but then it went off at about midnight, came back on, and then went off again. I'm hoping it comes back on again soon. I hope they're just tweaking it. because I want to watch that game. I think LSU is going to have a hard time. I would love for them to go in there and just blow out the Gamecocks. LSU's 1-1. South Carolina's 2-0. South Carolina's going to be at home. LSU is going to be a ripe target for them. I don't have a lot of confidence in Brian Kelly's team right now. I love Garrett Nussberger. Nussmeier. I love Garrett Nussmeier. I think he is brilliant. And I'm hoping that they do well. And LSU's got some receivers. So I'm hoping that LSU wins, but I think they're going to have their hands full with South Carolina. I hope I'm wrong. Then Tulane at 1-1 goes to Oklahoma to play 2-0, 16th ranked Oklahoma. That's going to be a tough one. But so was the Cotton Bowl against USC. That's tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. I think Tulane's going to have a rough time with Oklahoma. But you know, you never know what's going to happen. And then Sunday, the Saints are in Dallas against the Cowboys. And one early morning conversation while I was on the air overnight doing an overnight shift during the hurricane, I had a conversation with NFL college football analyst Mike Dettillier. And Mike was saying that the interruption in the Saints schedule, and by the way, they all stayed at the Saints facility during Francine. They wanted to stop short of calling it a slumber party, but they all hung out there during Francine. So they go to Dallas with an interruption in their schedule. This might be an added emotional boost for them. This might be an advantage for them. And you know, during the broadcast tomorrow on Sunday, you know there's going to be a lot of footage of the storm. They're going to talk about the Saints' interrupted schedule and how this did impact the team. They're going to show how the team reacted to Hurricane Francine and how the team came together. They all stayed together at the Saints facility. They're going to show all of that on the national broadcast. And so they're going to show that the Saints were at a bit of a disadvantage. So the Saints might just go in there and just put a number on the Cowboys. And that would be amazing. The Saints are playing good football. The team that they're playing this week is a lot different than the team that they beat the hell out of last week. But the Saints showed a lot of solid positive signs last week against the Panthers. I know it was the Panthers, but I thought there were a lot of positive signs. So, you know, I'm hoping that the Saints go in there and beat the Cowboys. And what a great way to start the season. 2-0, and one of those wins was against the Cowboys at home, right there in Jerry Jones' house. And anything that can embarrass Jerry Jones, I think, is a good thing. If you want to join us on Free For All Friday, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go downtown to Elwin. Elwin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, I heard from Janice. She's doing fine.
Yeah, it was right before the storm. Janice, apparently Elwin knows Janice, a frequent caller to the show, and her line was busy, and he could not get a hold of her. So hopefully she's okay, and now we're learning that she is okay. Because, you know, as much as I might disagree with Janice, I don't want anything to happen to her.
Okay. Look, I got one more thing to say. I heard this on from somewhere. This guy, He's gonna put some film together where Jimi Hendrix was playing in England, and they haven't got a release date for the movie yet. He has to talk to the family. So it's when he first got started in England.
Okay, that I would love to see that.
Yeah, I would love to see that too, because look. I don't know who brought him. I think it was the Animals. What's his name? Chess Chandler.
Wait,
brought him over to England.
The Animals.
Yeah, the Animals.
The band.
He played. Yeah, Chess Chandler.
Yeah, I only know Eric Burden from the Animal. I don't know the lineup.
Yeah, but it would be interesting to see when he first got started.
Yeah, I agree.
In England.
Well, if you find out more about when that's going to be released, call us and let us know, Elwin.
I certainly will, because look, I'm a big Jimi Hendrix fan, whether he's dead or living. So I've been a fan since I was 14 years old.
Yeah, he's amazing. He was amazing.
So,
yeah. See, I'd love to see what he would be doing today, and that's why I hate that some of these performers died at such an early age, because they robbed a young generation of seeing how they would mature as the generation matures. Let's go to Slidell. Terry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Stu, how you doing today? I hope everybody made out all right. I watched some of the debate the other night, and the only thing I could think of was Chevy Chase and Jane Curtin doing the skit when they were doing the news, whatever, I can't remember the two their names were. I thought I was watching Saturday Night Live, man. I was laughing so hard.
You know, yeah, and I remember what Chevy Chase used to also always say to Jane Curtin. Jane, you ignorant slut, or something to that effect.
Yeah,
I mean,
I couldn't remember. I can't remember their characters' names in that, but I know it was, yeah, I was, but I thought I was watching, I thought I was watching Saturday Night Live. I was waiting for Rosanna Dana to come on out and do her little skit.
That's funny.
I mean,
that's funny.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
That was a joke. I mean, it was so funny. I mean, it was hilarious. But Scoot, I'm going to leave you with this. You know, we're about the same age, and you probably have a senior moment every now and then. Well, on Tuesday night, I really had a senior moment. My friend up. I'm going to tell you, he's 24 years old. He's a contractor, graduate from LSU in engineering. He's a great kid. I mean, I call him up and says, Connor, come help me get my generator started. I can't get it started. He said he come down, took the cap off of the gas. He said, hey, you old fart, you need to put gas in the run. And I went, I mean, and that's a senior moment. And then he calls my two sons, and they keep calling me, Daddy, I need gas for my generator.
Oh,
I
my
need
God.
Gas. Yeah, but that's a senior moment. I mean, yeah. And he sat there, and we watched the debate, and I was just laughing so hard. And his daddy came down, and I said, man, well, I'm watching Saturday Night Live from the 1980s.
Well, Terry, look, I think it's important for you and me and all of us to have a sense of humor when it comes to things like the debate, because, you know, it was funnier than it was serious. And we're going to talk more about that on the show Monday. I didn't want to get too serious. So some of the politics that we talk about today is going to be fun-based because it's so bizarre you can't even make it up. But we'll talk more about the debate on Monday. Let's go to Ian with a few of your text messages.
Since it is Friday the 13th, we got some more texts in here about what that means for folks. Here's a text that says, hey, 78 years ago today, I was born on Friday the 13th. My dad said it was the luckiest day of his life, and 29 years later, my son was born on my birthday,
wow.
But it was a Saturday that year. The 13th is nothing but lucky in our family.
That is really awesome. And you know, the mystique of Friday the 13th, I mean, goes back to like 1700 BC. That's like 1700 before Christ. And there was this old document that left out the number 13 when they were listing what all the things they were listing. And it might have just been an accident, but for some reason, some people interpreted that as meaning that the number 13 was unlucky. And then there was added impetus to Friday the 13th being an unlucky day. But I think it's only unlucky if you invite negativity into your life.
Here's a text. We spoke a little bit in the last hour about the guy who was like concerned about the border and the border violence crossing, people crossing the borders from the Northern Triangle countries. Soothsayer Sam is listening today. He says, hey, just move the U.S. border 1,180 miles south and put 31 more stars on the United States flag, and you'll solve the immigration problem. Saddle up, pilgrims.
That's right. And look, I'm going to remind you that annually, do you realize how many Americans are crossing the border and going to Puerto Vallarta? I mean, Americans are constantly crossing the border, and all the American teenagers are crossing the border at Matamoros and Nuevo Laredo and Tijuana and what's the place right across from El Paso?
Juarez.
Juarez. Yeah, they're crossing the border to go there because it's fun, and I guess we need to make it more fun in Mexico and Central America so they don't have to come here.
There was a texter last hour also, or a caller that suggested, somebody suggested you should make it against the law to blow leaf litter into the street because it clogs up the storm drains and stuff. There's a text here that says, I'm a pro-lawn guy, and if you think we are the reason the city floods, you are the problem.
Well, you know, I think it contributes, doesn't it? I mean, haven't they determined that it contributes? I mean, is grass biodegradable?
I think it is a contributor. I don't know if it'd be a leading factor.
I wouldn't blame it. I wouldn't blame it all on that. But, you know, we need to start finding those things that are problems and start eliminating them. And I guess it's a little bit too much trouble to put it all into a pile and scoop it up. So that's what you're saying in defending putting it into the street. I mean, I get that. If you don't want to do a little more work, I understand that some people don't want to do that. But I think maybe doing a little more work and just bundling up the stuff and throwing it away in a different way might be better for our drainage system. But I would agree that it's not the main cause.
Oscar on the North Shore is listening, and he says, "Hey, man, tell Scoot there is already a city ordinance regarding blowing lawn grass into the street. It's called littering." Don't litter. We don't need a new law. We just got to enforce the laws that are already on the books, right?
Yeah, but I think the problem is a lot of people do not perceive that as litter. Kind of like those little dental floss pick things.
Little plackers.
Pick their teeth with, and they just throw it out on the ground.
Disgusting.
Do you know that's litter?
Under the jail.
I know. It's like, why don't you understand that that's litter? And inevitably, I see those things on the street, and a few steps away, there's some kind of trash receptacle.
Man, I got home from work the other day. This was before the hurricane, and somebody left a mushy bag of beignets on my stoop.
No.
In the French Quarter. A mushy. And brother, no. The garbage can, I swear, it's got to be less than 12 inches away, and it's open. The lid on my garbage can is open. And somebody just left a bag of mushy beignets on my stoop. And let me tell you, they weren't very good to eat.
Listen, when you look at trash and you see litter on the street, I want you to notice how close there is a trash receptacle to that litter on the street.
I was hungry.
All right. It's Friday the 13th. I hope you're having a good day. I hope there's no bad luck today. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in politics with the candidates, and then we've got to address the issue of Donald Trump continuing to say that Haitian immigrants are kidnapping and eating pets in the town of Springfield, Ohio, which is not just a town in The Simpsons. It's real. And they're also stealing the city's geese. And I've got breaking news about Donald Trump. I'm telling you, it's breaking news. I've got it from inside information that's coming up next on WWL.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the entire New Orleans area and Terrebonne and Lafourche Parish and Kenner. Okay, a lot of you took a really hard hit from Francine, but you know what? You're still standing. And that's something to be proud of. I'm Scoot on the air. It is Friday the 13th. I want to tell you that we're gonna talk about this person that Trump is hanging around, Laura Loomer, and I've got some specific things to say about her and her body language when she's in pictures with Donald Trump. We're gonna get to that in just a few minutes. But look, let me share with you this. I don't know that anybody's reported this yet. I've been in this business a long time. I have a few inside sources. And I have learned that during a sleepover, when Ivanka was a teenager, Donald Trump had sex with one of her friends. I just think this speaks to the character of Donald Trump. Donald Trump had sex with one of Ivanka's teenage friends during a sleepover at their house. And Ivanka never knew.
That's a pretty wild allegation, man. Yeah. Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
I mean, that's an extraordinary claim.
I have a source. I'm going to reveal my source.
Tell us who the source is, man.
My source is the same source that Donald Trump is using when it comes to the stories about eating pets and kidnapping pets. It's the same source.
Many people.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
I'm glad we could clear that up.
It's a hell of a source.
Wow.
Yep. Vice President Kamala Harris is calling for another debate with Donald Trump.
Vice President Kamala Harris says the American people deserve to see their two presidential candidates meet again. At a North Carolina rally, Harris noted this week's debate with Donald Trump.
And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
Minutes earlier, Trump rejected another matchup, writing on social media, there will be no third debate after this week's and his June showdown with President Biden. Trump suggests a prize fighter who loses a bout is always the one calling for a rematch. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yeah, so Kamala Harris says, I want another debate, and Donald Trump says, no more debates. Donald Trump looked terrible in the debate. He looked like a bitter, grouchy, old man. And he wouldn't even look at her. But we're not going to talk about that today. Hold your thoughts, because we're going to get into the debate on Monday. Vice President Harris says Donald Trump showed his true colors during the debate.
That same tired playbook that we've heard for years, with no plans for how he would address the needs of the American people, because, you know, it's all about him. It's not about you. Well, folks, I said it then. I say it now. It's time to turn the page.
And Trump appeared to again admit that he lost the 2020 election. This was at a campaign rally yesterday.
I was told if I got 63 million votes, which is what I got in 2016, you can't lose. Just get 63. I got close to 12 million more votes than that, and we lost, but we didn't lose. And we're never going to let that happen again in this country.
Well, but then he said he didn't lose. He said he lost, but he didn't lose.
We lost, but we didn't lose.
But look, here's the deal. You know, hey, Donald, it doesn't matter how many votes you get. If the other guy gets more votes than you, then you lost. And it wasn't even about that. It was about the electoral votes. It was a bad week for Donald Trump. But there is a silver lining in his Georgia election interference racketeering case.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others has ruled three counts in the indictment go beyond the state's jurisdiction and must be thrown out. Two counts concerned the filing of a document with the federal court in Atlanta declaring Trump had won Georgia and 16 Republicans who signed it were duly elected and qualified electors. The third count charges Trump and lawyer John Eastman with knowingly filing false documents, again with the federal court. A grand jury originally returned a 41-count indictment against Trump and 18 others, accusing them of a wide-ranging conspiracy to overturn Trump's narrow 2020 loss in Georgia. 32 counts remain. Four people pleaded guilty last year after reaching deals with prosecutors. I'm Ben Thomas.
The chaos in Springfield, Ohio is now spreading as schools are closing from bomb threats based on Trump's insane pet-eating conspiracy theory, and local faith leaders are fed up.
Faith leaders and others are hitting back against hateful rumors about Haitian immigrants. Experts say it's nothing new to disparage migrants who move into established communities, but the president of the Springfield, Ohio NAACP isn't having it.
I am calling on Trump, I'm calling on J.D. Vance to retract their messages, to offer an apology.
That's Denise Williams, heard on Dayton 24/7, outraged by Donald Trump spreading a rumor that Haitian migrants have been eating people's pets.
No, they are not eating cats. And as our government said, dog.
Michelle Boomgart, the rector of the Christ Episcopal Church, says migrant bashing is unfair to people seeking a better life.
They have found jobs. They have come to pursue the American dream.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
All right, the father of the victim in an auto accident in Springfield is asking the Trump campaign to stop using his son's death to demonize the immigrants.
The father of a little boy killed in Ohio last year when a Haitian immigrant hit his school bus is urging Donald Trump and other Republicans to stop invoking his son's name in the immigration debate.
Please stop the hate.
Trump's campaign and others, including running mate J.D. Vance, have cited 11-year-old Aiden Clark's death in online posts bashing Haitian immigrants. Nathan Clark told a Springfield City Council hearing Tuesday his son should not be used as a political tool. That was the same day Trump repeated false claims during the presidential debate about Haitian immigrants in the town eating pets. Clark says Republicans can vomit all the hate they want about illegal immigrants.
However, they are not allowed, nor have they ever been allowed, to mention Aiden Clark from Springfield, Ohio.
Saying his 11-year-old son liked to work in the garden and research different cultures so he could better understand people with whom he interacted.
I said to Aiden that I would try to make a difference in his honor. This is it. Live like Aiden.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
That's really classy to use the death of a man's son, to use a dead little boy to make a point about immigrants. That's really sad. I mean, it's sad. And the reason I talked about the breaking news with Donald Trump is I wanted to make a point. That breaking news that I mentioned about Donald Trump was a joke. But it was also designed to point out how absurd it is when Donald Trump lies and people believe it. There's no evidence that Haitian immigrants are stealing cats and people's pets and eating them. I don't think there's any evidence that they're stealing geese from a city lake and eating them. But Donald Trump says these things, and there are people out there who believe it. But Donald Trump has no foundation upon which to make these claims. So when I said Donald Trump had sex with a teenage friend of Ivanka during a sleepover when she was a teenager, and my source is the same source that Donald Trump has when it comes to this kind of bogus BS. Vote for Donald Trump if you want to, but just know who you're voting for. You've got a right to vote for Donald Trump, but we're here to point out things that you're not going to hear elsewhere. And it's important to point out this stuff because this is a man who wants to be president, who wants to actually maybe stay president and like never leave office. And that's something that does indeed concern me. And we're also going to get into this person, Laura Loomer, who is associated with Donald Trump, and she may be feeding him information that he's repeating. Some people would find her attractive. She's not my type. I don't find her attractive, but a lot of makeup, and some people like that. But I think she wants to boink Donald Trump. Look at her body language in some of the pictures. And so, you know, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to boink Donald Trump. And I think she's a little jealous that Laura Loomer is getting close to Donald Trump because Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to be there. I think she wants to boink and cuddle and spoon with Donald Trump. Same thing with Laura Loomer. That's my opinion. But I point out how ridiculous this lie is about eating pets by saying I could get on the air and say something just as ridiculous. Donald Trump had sex with a teenage friend of Ivanka. And the same source that I have is Donald Trump's source for the Haitians eating pets. So why is what I'm saying any more outrageous than what Donald Trump is doing?
People have totally forgotten what actual evidence looks like. There's a bunch of people texting in right now. Oh, you got to go see the body cam footage of this woman. That woman, there's no evidence that that woman's a Haitian immigrant. We've all seen that video. Oh, you got to listen to the 911 calls. Well, people, I can call 911 right now. I can go over to city council chambers right now and say that I saw Steve Scalise lighting disabled veterans on fire and pushing them off the Crescent City connection. I can say that.
Right.
And then, you know, our senators and representatives, well, my constituents are saying this. The Republican mayor says it's not happening. The police say it's not happening. The Republican governors say it's not happening. There's no evidence it's happening. It's just dumb people repeating a dumb rumor loudly enough to a room full of people that want to believe it, that want to believe it's true. We're in a bad place, America.
We're in a very bad place. And I'm a patriotic American. And I think I'm a damn good patriotic American. And I don't like it when another American just makes up lies and people don't call him on it. I'm calling him on it. People are calling him on it. But not everybody. And some people are believing this crap. And this is America. You're free to believe what you want. But we're free to point out what you should not believe. When it comes to something as radical as eating pets, I mean, you know, they're eating pets, they're eating cats. In particular, it seems like they're getting cats and eating cats. I mean, what's their favorite dish? Cat chitori? Kitten fricassee? You know, it's a lie. And people applaud, and people are spreading it. People are spreading it on social media. So I could use Donald Trump's sources and say whatever the hell I want about Donald Trump, and it would be no different than what Donald Trump is doing to you by telling you that people are kidnapping pets and eating them. If that's the best thing you can do to come up with a negative comment or to bash the image of illegal immigrants, if that's the best you can do, you don't have much of a case, do you? I mean, it's totally made up. And so when we come back, I want to talk about this Laura Loomer, who I'm convinced wants to boink Donald Trump. Again, look at her body language in the picture. She wants to boink him. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think, is a little jealous because I think she's always wanted to do the Donald. So she is I think she has a podcast. Anyway, she's on social media and she has this tendency to spread conspiracy theories. And apparently she's feeding them to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is listening. And a lot of Republicans are very upset with her. Laura Loomer. Too much makeup, but again, some people think she's attractive. I think she's kind of ugly, but that's just my opinion. But I think she wants to do Donald Trump. All right, if you're going through some difficulty in Kenner or down in the Bayou parishes, if you're having trouble, if you've gone through a tough time because of the storm, just have faith. Nobody can take your faith away from you. Have faith. Be strong. I promise you, if you take it one day at a time, you're going to get through this. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on Free for All Friday on WWL. All right, it's a free-for-all Friday. It is a beautiful, partly cloudy Friday. And for many of you who just escaped the wrath of Hurricane Francine, you know, you're doing great, and it's a normal weekend. But let's never forget those people who are struggling, because many are out there. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a free-for-all Friday, and Friday the 13th. Diane Newman, our brand manager, operations director, just sent me a text. She said, I was born on the 13th, and I always loved that and believe that it was lucky 13. I think any day that the 13th falls on is lucky. Friday, Monday, Sunday, doesn't matter. I think that's cool. And I didn't think about it that anybody who has a birthday on the 13th celebrates their birthday once in a while on Friday the 13th. And I would think that they would always consider that to be a very important day. All right, so let's just take a moment. I'm going to get to your calls and more of your texts coming up. We've got to talk a moment about Laura Loomer. She's been hanging out with Donald Trump. And I wonder, I'm thinking about this, Ian, you know, looking at the body language, I think she wants to boink the president. And who knows? I mean, maybe she's given him a Lewinsky.
She's got to be doing something on that plane.
I think so.
Everyone's
on
like,
Air Force One together.
What is she doing there? Is she giving him advice? Because his campaign handler said, well, she's not giving him. Well, then why is she traveling around the country with him?
Well, it's almost like arm in arm. I mean, they're getting off the plane together. It's almost like this is his traveling partner now. And if I were Melania, I would be PO'd. She's not my type, but a lot of people would think that she's hot. And I think it's really funny that you know, Trump butt kisser, Marjorie Taylor Greene, seems to be jealous. And she's criticizing Laura Loomer. But Laura Loomer is known for conspiracy theories, and she seems to be ramping up Trump. And, you know, apparently if you're a beautiful woman, you have powers over Donald Trump. Because some attractive women have gotten him in very, very deep trouble in the past, and this could be another case of that. So I don't think we've heard the last of her, but I think it's interesting that Marjorie Taylor Greene is talking about, hey, we can't be extreme like this. She says that, Greene says that Loomer's rhetoric is appalling and extremely racist. She recently said that if Kamala Harris wins, the White House is going to smell like curry. Now, I mean, is that really necessary? And if it smells like curry, so what? Curry is a legal spice. A lot of people I know love curry. And so they would want the White House to smell like curry. So it's not like it smells like poo-poo. It smells like curry. So, I mean, I don't know what kind of slam that is, but it's a slam to the people who want to be racist. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Laura Loomer is, you know, giving Trump a Lewinsky now and then. It's so unbelievable. It truly is unbelievable that so many Americans believe that Haitians are stealing pets with no evidence. They're stealing them and eating them. Man, I'm hungry. Man, I think I'm in the mood for a cat. Go out and get a cat. You know, look, this town, Springfield, Ohio, is overrun with immigrants. That's not good. That is a problem. Deal with the problem. Criticize the problem. But don't make up crap like they're stealing pets. But this is the method of Donald Trump. But Donald Trump wouldn't like it if somebody did that to him. Donald Trump has no evidence. I have no evidence that Donald Trump slept with a teenage friend of Ivanka when she was having a sleepover. I have no evidence. But if I'm like Donald Trump, I can say that with no evidence because I'm using the same source that Donald Trump is using for the stealing of the pets. And I'm telling you that it's not true, but I'm telling you that there's no difference in what Donald Trump is telling you about the pets and me just making up this idea, making up the idea that Donald Trump had sex with a teenage friend of Ivanka when she had a sleepover. It's the same exact thing. And so if you're falling for that, then why shouldn't I'm not going to do it, but why shouldn't somebody like me just do the same thing? Why can't I do the same thing that Donald Trump is doing? I'm not going to do it because I'm not Donald Trump, but I'm trying to make a point here that this idea of him just making just blatantly erroneous claims that are easily proven not true, and people believing this crap, that's what's crazy. That's what is crazy. And anybody on the air, anybody in the media who is spreading this, they're equal to Donald Trump. You would have to be an idiot to believe that this is happening. It's like the people who believed in Pizzagate and some of the other ridiculous things. And by the way, Laura Loomer has been on every network except Fox News because Fox News is trying to do everything they can to elect Donald Trump. So if it's okay for the Fox News media outlet to do all they can to elect Donald Trump, then why isn't it okay for another media outlet to do all they can to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't win? Now, that's not what I'm doing. But if I wanted to do that, don't I have the right to do that? If Fox News has the right to do all they can to eliminate information, to eliminate controversy about Donald Trump? Do they? I know they fact-check Kamala Harris. Do they fact-check Donald Trump? I don't know. I saw a lot of fact-checking last night on Kamala Harris during the debate. Was there fact-checking on Donald Trump? So the use of X, the use of Fox News to elect a president, what's wrong with a media outlet using information to make sure Trump doesn't win? That's not what we do. But if we wanted to do that, why couldn't we do that? All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunewitch Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, it was on this day in 1980, the TV series Solid Gold premiered on TV. It was a dance show, the top 40 music, a dance stage and a floor, and they had the Solid Gold dancers, and I know many of you remember this. They were bumping and grinding because that's what baby boomers did. Dionne Warwick was the host of the first season, and then they rotated numerous hosts throughout the almost 8 years that they were on TV, but this is the day Solid Gold appeared for the first time in 1980. We'll be right back on WWL. Sad day on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar. On this day in 1996, 6 days after he was shot, Tupac Shakur died at the age of 25. He was riding in a car driven by his label boss, Suge Knight. And guess what? No arrests were made. They know who did it, but nobody wanted to snitch. Nobody wanted to talk. So the murderer of Tupac Shakur is still free and living life. That, to me, is tragic. A lot more still to come. We've got a lot of calls. If you're on hold, I promise when we come back, we're going to start getting to your calls right away. I'm Scoot on WWL. All right, it's a free-for-all Friday. It is a beautiful, partly cloudy Friday. And for many of you who just escaped the wrath of Hurricane Francine, you know, you're doing great, and it's a normal weekend, but let's never forget those people who are struggling, because many are out there. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's a free-for-all Friday, and Friday the 13th. Diane Newman, our brand manager, operations director, just sent me a text. She said, I was born on the 13th, and I always loved that, and believe that it was lucky 13. I think any day that the 13th falls on is lucky. Friday, Monday, Sunday, doesn't matter. I think that's cool, and I didn't think about it that anybody who has a birthday on the 13th celebrates their birthday once in a while on Friday the 13th, and I would think that they would always consider that to be a very important day. All right, so let's just take a moment. I'm going to get to your calls and more of your texts coming up. We've got to talk a moment about Laura Loomer. She's been hanging out with Donald Trump, and I wonder, I'm thinking about this, Ian, you know, looking at the body language, I think she wants to boink the president, and who knows, I mean, maybe she's given him a Lewinsky.
She's got to be doing something on that plane.
I think so.
Everyone's
on
like,
Air Force One together.
What is she doing there? Is she giving him advice? Because his campaign handler said, well, she's not giving him. Well, then why is she traveling around the country with him?
Well, it's almost like arm in arm. I mean, they're getting off the plane together. It's almost like this is his traveling partner now. And if I were Melania, I would be PO'd. She's not my type, but a lot of people would think that she's hot. And I think it's really funny that you know, Trump butt kisser, Marjorie Taylor Greene, seems to be jealous. And she's criticizing Laura Loomer. But Laura Loomer is known for conspiracy theories, and she seems to be ramping up Trump. And, you know, apparently if you're a beautiful woman, you have powers over Donald Trump. Because some attractive women have gotten him in very, very deep trouble in the past, and this could be another case of that. So I don't think we've heard the last of her, but I think it's interesting that Marjorie Taylor Greene is talking about, hey, we can't be extreme like this. She says that, Greene says that Loomer's rhetoric is appalling and extremely racist. She recently said that if Kamala Harris wins, the White House is going to smell like curry. Now, I mean, is that really necessary? And if it smells like curry, so what? Curry is a legal spice. A lot of people I know love curry. And so they would want the White House to smell like curry. So it's not like it smells like poo-poo. It smells like curry. So, I mean, I don't know what kind of slam that is, but it's a slam to the people who want to be racist. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Laura Loomer is, you know, giving Trump a Lewinsky now and then. It's so unbelievable. It truly is unbelievable that so many Americans believe that Haitians are stealing pets with no evidence. They're stealing them and eating them. Man, I'm hungry. Man, I think I'm in the mood for a cat. Go out and get a cat. You know, look, this town, Springfield, Ohio, is overrun with immigrants. That's not good. That is a problem. Deal with the problem. Criticize the problem. But don't make up crap like they're stealing pets. But this is the method of Donald Trump. But Donald Trump wouldn't like it if somebody did that to him. Donald Trump has no evidence. I have no evidence that Donald Trump slept with a teenage friend of Ivanka when she was having a sleepover. I have no evidence. But if I'm like Donald Trump, I can say that with no evidence because I'm using the same source that Donald Trump is using for the stealing of the pets. And I'm telling you that it's not true, but I'm telling you that there's no difference in what Donald Trump is telling you about the pets and me just making up this idea, making up the idea that Donald Trump had sex with a teenage friend of Ivanka when she had a sleepover. It's the same exact thing. And so if you're falling for that, then why shouldn't I'm not going to do it, but why shouldn't somebody like me just do the same thing? Why can't I do the same thing that Donald Trump is doing? I'm not going to do it because I'm not Donald Trump, but I'm trying to make a point here that this idea of him just making just blatantly erroneous claims that are easily proven not true and people believing this crap, that's what's crazy. That's what is crazy. And anybody on the air, anybody in the media who is spreading this, they're equal to Donald Trump. You would have to be an idiot to believe that this is happening. It's like the people who believed in Pizzagate and some of the other ridiculous things. And by the way, Laura Loomer has been on every network except Fox News. Because Fox News is trying to do everything they can to elect Donald Trump. So if it's okay for the Fox News media outlet to do all they can to elect Donald Trump, then why isn't it okay for another media outlet to do all they can to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't win? Now, that's not what I'm doing. But if I wanted to do that, don't I have the right to do that? If Fox News has the right to do all they can to eliminate information, to eliminate controversy about Donald Trump? Do they? I know they fact-check Kamala Harris. Do they fact-check Donald Trump? I don't know. I saw a lot of fact-checking last night on Kamala Harris during the debate. Was there fact-checking on Donald Trump? So the use of X, the use of Fox News to elect a president, what's wrong with a media outlet using information to make sure Trump doesn't win? That's not what we do. But if we wanted to do that, why couldn't we do that? All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 1980, the TV series Solid Gold premiered on TV. It was a dance show, the top 40 music, a dance stage and a floor, and they had the Solid Gold dancers, and I know many of you remember this. They were bumping and grinding because that's what baby boomers did. Dionne Warwick was the host of the first season, and then they rotated numerous hosts throughout the almost 8 years that they were on TV, but this is the day Solid Gold appeared for the first time in 1980. We'll be right back on WWL. Sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1996. 6 days after he was shot, Tupac Shakur died at the age of 25. He was riding in a car driven by his label boss, Suge Knight. And guess what? No arrests were made. They know who did it, but nobody wanted to snitch. Nobody wanted to talk. So the murderer of Tupac Shakur is still free and living life. That, to me, is tragic. A lot more still to come. We've got a lot of calls. If you're on hold, I promise when we come back, we're going to start getting to your calls right away. I'm Scoot on WWL.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.